Entrepreneur and 2024 presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy officially announced his Ohio gubernatorial campaign this week, and President Trump issued an endorsement of his once former opponent. Three early Republican primary polls found Mr. Ramaswamy holding big leads, particularly if he were to have the Trump endorsement. Public policy polling tested the Ohio general electorate in late February, and the data organization found Mr. Ramaswamy topping Democratic former congressman, 2020 presidential candidate, and 2022 U.S. Senate candidate Tim Ryan, 48-42%. Against former Ohio Health Director Amy Acton, however, Mr. Ramaswamy falls into a basic dead heat, trailing 44-45%. New York Lieutenant Governor and former Congressman Antonio Delgado announced this week that he will resign his statewide position. This lends further credence to the rumor that Mr. Delgado will soon launch a Democratic primary challenge to the woman who appointed him Lieutenant Governor, incumbent Governor Kathy Hochul. Bronx Congressman Richie Torres has also been analyzing his chances of opposing the governor in the party primary. Both men entering the race, however, will likely divide the anti-Hochul vote, allowing her to probably win with only a small plurality of voters. Such a nomination fight and finish would likely give the ensuing Republican nominee, quite possibly U.S. Representative Mike Lawler, an enhanced chance of potentially delivering an upset win in the 2026 general election. Despite Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' wife, Casey, potentially becoming a 2026 gubernatorial candidate, President Trump still forged ahead and officially endorsed South Florida U.S. Representative Byron Donalds in next year's open Republican gubernatorial primary. The move suggests the presidential rift between Messrs. Trump and DeSantis has still not completely healed since the governor challenged the president in the 2024 Republican primary. Therefore, the president decided to back his longtime loyal backer, Congressman Donalds. The eventual Republican nominee will begin the general election with a decided advantage. Governor DeSantis cannot seek a third term under Florida election law. A KA consulting survey was conducted for the Kitchen Table Conservatives Super PAC of New Jersey. The results found former Assemblyman and 2021 Republican gubernatorial nominee Jack Cittarelli leading conservative radio talk show host Bill Spadia 42-13% in this year's June 10th GOP gubernatorial primary. The survey, administered by GOP pollster and former Trump White House advisor Kellyanne Conway, shows three other candidates in the low single digits, while 35% are undecided. An Emerson College poll taken last month gave Cittarelli a much smaller 26-13% lead over Spadia, with 47% of primary voters saying they had yet to make up their minds. Six candidates, including two U.S. House members and three local mayors, are vying for the Democratic nomination. Governor Phil Murphy is ineligible to seek a third term under New Jersey election law. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.